Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yo, video this. Yo, you got it?
Yep.
Yo. 1, 2, 3, action. If I was playing, Boston would be at home. New York, damn sure would be at home. Josh Hart. Josh Hart. Like, that mean to me. Josh Hart.
Yo.
Come on, man.
Jimmy Butler, old buddy, talking there about how if he was playing, the team's moving on, wouldn't be moving on. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio. Well, and this name now is part of the mix, Hugh. As you know, we heard the LeBron thing a few weeks ago, and the Paul George thing has been out there. But now there's a lot of stories out there. Well, what about a reunion between the Sixers and Jimmy Butler? Because apparently Butler wants a new contract in Miami. They might not want to give him a new contract, Hugh, and that means the Sixers or anybody else could be the next landing spot for Jimmy Butler. People would be super excited. He's not 5 years ago Jimmy Butler.
No, but he's still a tough guy. Tough cookie, man, and you know, with his mentality and being here in the city of Philadelphia, they would love him here. I mean, they already did love him here. They would love to have him back, I should say.
Yeah, they would, and I would not turn it down. I mean, am I like doing jumping jacks at the idea of like, hey, let's bring in Jimmy Butler and give him a huge contract at 34 years old? No, but among the options, he's certainly
like what you have left.
Yeah, he's certainly near the top of potential options for the Sixers. How about another one? And I wasn't prepared for this name, and maybe I should be. Daryl Morey's going to speak at one. We know Morey's always star hunting and going for big names. Listen to this from Zach Lowe.
They've got the ability to go out and get, whether it's Paul George, whether maybe they sweep in and steal Ananobi. I don't think that's going to happen, but that's a name that was floated to me. There are options for them, all kinds of options. Brandon Ingram, the Pelicans breakup seems to be imminent.
I'll tell you this. I know, knowing Daryl Morey, he'll call about Durant. The Vultures of Circle Phoenix, he'll be a vulture.
Yeah.
The Vultures will circle Phoenix.
KD, the Slim Reaper, there's enough. Like, again, same vote as everybody else.
Older.
Yeah. And you saw what happened out there with KD and those guys. People saw this coming, though.
Mm.
You know, when it didn't go well for KD out there in Phoenix, you know, he's trying to get up out of here. Again, these are not long-term fixes. These are patches that we're going to try to get, and we're going to hope for the best. We're hoping for the best. Now, we all know that since KD has left Golden State, he's been trying to get a championship. It hasn't worked out for him. If he comes here, now you're asking. Like, any one of these guys you come here, I think the easiest fit would probably be Ingram or Butler. Because if and Paul George, too, by the way. But you talk about LeBron and KD, then there's some conversations that need to be had with the stars that you have here now.
Because it's their offense.
Yeah.
It's their team at that point.
Yeah. That's
they don't play second fiddle to other people. Not when they want to shoot the ball or have the ball in their hands. 215-592-9494. Have we gotten too soft in this city, particularly on the Sixers, last couple days? I mean, I agree. We played some Ike's rant earlier. I just think we're shrugging our shoulders. It's like, what are you going to do? They lost. My favorite is they tried hard. Like, that's our new thing. Because they've quit in other games. Like
they did their best.
They did their best.
They did, though. I mean, let's listen, I know it's not.
Would we ever do that for the Eagles?
Nah.
No.
Because the standard is the standard. But with, like, this is the thing, Joe, and it's the truth. Every year, and if you're a Sixers fan and you're being real with yourself, you'll say that, especially every year with your star being hurt, you've had to move the line, whether you wanted to or not, reluctantly. You've had to move the line. And what I hear from Ike, he just got tired of moving the line because we did move the line. We've been doing it, but you've been doing it every year because Joel's doing it. And, you know, we have folks calling and say, hey, well, you know he's right. I mean, which he is. He's been hurt. He ain't had no help. But it gets easier to move the line when you see what's happening. And then the reason why we take solace in it is because he didn't quit for whatever reason. He didn't. We still have images of him bouncing around on the floor, on the ground when the ball was loose. And it was like, oh my gosh, did you see that? And he's so hurt and he's dealing with Bell's palsy, which he was. I'm not trying to, you know, discourage or say anything disparaging about him. It was all true. But that's where we are. Because that's all we had.
Line movers.
Yeah.
We're line movers.
Habitual line movers.
Yeah. We have set the bar so low.
And
that
effort
is praised now.
I could imagine Ike's probably riding in, you know, get ready for a show. And he's listening to me and you talk about it and how we're complacent. And he was probably already feeling some kind of way, but that kind of put him over the top. He was thoroughly irritated at that point. Because I felt attacked. I'm not going to lie. I felt attacked. I felt a little attacked. Because I haven't been here for the whole process, so I mean, I felt like I was in a good space.
I was hoping that you were about to call in.
I was about to.
You were going
to
get the smoke.
You were going to get your head bit off.
I was about to, but you know what I'm saying? It's just it would have been an uncomfortable conversation. I ain't feel like having one of those with that man.
And no one wants to say the truth. They failed. They fail every year. The Sixers are a failure. We spin it to make ourselves feel better that the future might be brighter. Maybe. We'll see what happens with Daryl Morey. Speak in an hour. We'll play it for right here on WIP. The Sixers have failed.
I don't think that's unfair to say. I definitely think they failed to meet people's expectations this year. But I guess my whole point is that people's expectations were too high this year. That's sort of where I'm coming from, is that I almost got new information and was like, oh, you know, I shouldn't have really expected anything from this team. And I think that's okay sometimes.
Yeah, no, I get that. And look, once you watch Joel hobble the first couple games, you realize they're probably not winning the title. But why do we have to accept that this is where we're at? That we have a player that never gets through the postseason?
Because
it
happens every year. I mean, let's be honest. It happens every year.
It does.
It happens every year. And you know, I feel like this. If you expected it to be any other way than what it was, that's your fault, Ike. That's your fault. I mean, let's be honest. Going into
expecting to beat the Knicks wasn't a big ask.
No, it wasn't a big ask, but
the Knicks.
The Knicks wanted it more. Like they.
Well, that's embarrassing.
That it's a little bit. It's a little bit embarrassing, but kind of falls in lockstep with what has always been. I know, and you know what? As this comes out of my mouth, this is not making anybody feel any better. It's just the reality of what we're dealing with right now. It really, really is.
We lost to tryhards. I mean, that's what we lost to.
They tried harder than we did.
I know.
It was a gettable series, but I think at the end of the day, like, we should relent that the Knicks were better.
And you know,
the Knicks are better.
And you know what's another thing that I feel like, and I don't want to speak for this man, but another thing that irritated me, because we were sitting here talking about the bare minimum from Joel Embiid.
The bare minimum. Just give us something.
And he gave us more than what we asked for.
And still lost.
And still lost. That's the reality of where we are.
That tells you everything you need to know. The Sixers as a team sucked.
He gave us more than what we asked for, and we still couldn't get it.
I know, and I understand that we're living in today and we're reacting today. I'm just like, if you go back half a decade and I just laid this out for you, you would scream so loud, or at least I think a lot of you would, that your face would turn permanently red. 5 years ago, if I told you never get out of the second round in 5 years, in fact, losing the first round in this last year, and the players they go out to are named Trae Young, Jimmy Butler, Jason Tatum, and Jalen Brunson, you'd vomit. I mean, if I told you a few years ago that the plague series against the team's best player is Jalen Brunson, and I think he's really good. I'm not trying.
No, he's emerged. He's emerged as a star.
But he's not, like, let's be real. He's not Anthony Edwards. He's not Nikola Jokic. He's not Steph Curry. He's good. He's a good player. If I told you we lost to a team whose best player is Jalen Brunson, you'd say, oh, what, are you kidding? And that's what happened. And we're like, ah, they gave good effort, guys. They gave great effort. Brahim's in Jacksonville. What's up, Brahim?
Joe,
Brahim?
I swear to God, you're going to make me have an aneurysm, dude. You are the most unrealistic basketball dude I've ever seen in my life. Joe, in what basketball world is a center your closer? There's none. I watched Nikola Jokic, who you always try to tell me is better than Embiid.
Well, he is.
But Embiid eats his lunch every time he plays. He's not a better player. He's a better team player. He's not a better player.
Well, basketball is a team sport, Brahim. Hold on. Basketball. Brahim. Brahim, I'll let you go. I promise I'll let you go. But we don't watch one-on-one basketball. We watch five-on-five. It's a team sport.
Fine, Joe.
Go ahead.
So here's my next point. I watched Nikola Jokic win back-to-back MVPs. He got bounced out the second round, the first one, and the first round, the second one. Why? Why did he get bounced out? He's the best player, right? No, he got bounced out because Jamal Murray wasn't there. Jamal Murray gets healthy. All of a sudden, they win. The bottom line is, Embiid's been to the playoffs 7 times. 4 of those times were with Ben Simmons, punk ass, who just didn't want to develop a jump shot. The Celtics used to leave him wide open at the key. We playing 4-on-5. So you got 4 years of that. Then you got 2 years of James Harden, where, guess what? He want to dominate the ball. He want to give up. His whole aura is permeating through the team. The only reason Joel Embiid is looked at as supposedly a closer, which is the dumbest way to play basketball I ever seen in my life, is because he's the only one that improved from year to year. He became a great scorer. Maxie improved, but guess what, Joe? They had 2 starters in game 6 that had goose eggs. Two starters. It would be bad if one starter had goose eggs. Two starters had goose eggs, dude. You can't beat a team. The Knicks got contributions from their team 1-8 in some way or form. I don't remember nobody putting up a goose egg on the Knicks. But they got contributions. So you're not going to win if your team, you just told me it's a team sport, and you're sitting here and you keep complaining and blaming Embiid for that. He don't have the right team. He never had the
right
team.
So you just think he's the most unlucky superstar ever?
I think he's a center who is not supposed to be a closer.
Okay, well, Brahim, hold on. We agree. So guess what? Here's the reality. Unless Maxey develops into that, or they go find one here in free agency, this whole thing is a waste of time.
And you're missing the key point too, Joe. You got to find a third dude. It can't just be the Maxey.
Brahim, I agree, I agree with you.
Michael Porter Jr.
But Brahim, you're taking my argument, changing it. I never said this is a joke because they didn't win the title. Brahim, there's a reality in the middle between what you and I are talking about. I get it. I don't think they have enough to win the NBA title. I agree with you. We can't beat the Knicks in the first round.
Yes.
The Knicks.
When you have 2 starters that give you 0, no, you're not going to beat the Knicks. You're not going to do it, Joe. What are you talking about?
Brahim, doesn't it frustrate you that every year we go in and we say we have the best player, and then the other team's best player outplays our best player? Doesn't it bother you?
No, because that's not even it's unrealistic is what I'm trying to tell you.
What do you mean it's unrealistic? That's what happened.
What frustrates me is that they fail again and again, year after year after year, of putting the right team around those guys. That's what frustrates me. I was not surprised that we lost that because I saw what the rest of the team was doing. I mean, I've been watching basketball for 41 years. The Sixers have literally been breaking my heart for 41 years since I was 7 years old. Haven't won jack since I'm for 41 years, Joe.
And so you're frustrated like me then. You're frustrated like me.
With Barkley.
You were frustrated.
Yeah, so I'm frustrated too. But don't keep sitting here putting it all on Embiid.
I didn't say it's all on Embiid. I didn't say that. But he's part of it.
You come
over
here and you blame him. The only constant is because he's the only one that was loyal enough and worth the damn to keep it.
I agree with you. Yes, part of the reason he's the only one here is because the other guys asked out. Yeah, I mean, you're right about that.
Because they're trash. Because they were trash.
Yeah, yes.
So I mean, I'm just not expecting one man, especially a center at that, to get us over the top. No, I'm not expecting that.
Well, neither am I. So we agree. I think you and I agree more than you wanted to admit. Matt, I'm with you. They need a closer. Brahim, it's a good phone call. I think Brahim's right.
They do, but again, the guys that we're choosing from, Joe, they're a little bit long in the tooth.
Well, beggars can't be choosers.
They're long in the tooth. And then now we're in a situation where we're going to have to figure out, hey, continuity, you know, gelling, all of that stuff.
LeBron is the only way out of this mess. LeBron is the only way out. I know not everyone's on board with that. LeBron is the only way out.
I would not have a problem with that, but like, would you have the right temperament, or would somebody like? I'm worried about somebody potentially being super sensitive to LeBron yelling and screaming at him, demanding more from him.
Well, then that's that for them to deal with. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, right. Chris Bosh and Anthony Davis probably weren't winning anything until they got LeBron. And they were told, go stand in the corner, and I'll throw you the ball when I'm ready to throw you the ball. And they won championships.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's kind of where we are. Yeah.
Well, one of them was 4 years ago. Okay. It was in the bubble. You can tell me it doesn't count.
The bubble does not count.
It happened. I mean,
the bubble barely. Does. Like, I don't know where.
Barely. From.
The bubble counts.
Yeah, it happened.
The bubble counts, man.
Didn't we see T.J. Warren drop like 50 points one of those games
but
in the bubble?
The bubble,
bubble was not real.
The bubble
was wild.
It was not real.
But it happened. We can't.
He said the bubble's not real. But it
this is my favorite. If we don't want to believe something that happened in 2020, but that's how we the bubble.
It's my truth.
That's fine. Here we go with his truth.
I agree with Raheem. They probably need someone to take the emphasis off Embiid late in games. Well, we got to either find that guy, or we got to hope Maxey takes it even one more leap.
Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate. Like he said, what you got, Kyle Lowry and Crumble Cookie? They ain't give you. Like, if we'd have got 5 points from either one of those guys,
would have helped.
It would have. We talking about a different game.
Yeah, it would have helped. Let's go to Greg in the Northeast. What's up, Greg?
Joe, what's up, man?
Hey, Greg. What's up, buddy?
Man, I can't talk about the Sixers. I'm going to talk about the three people that we're talking about bringing in. Paul George, number one. Why would we bring him to Philly? He can't win with Leonard and Harden in L.A. Didn't they just get exited out first round as well?
Yeah, all Paul George has done for the last 8 or 9 years is go out early in the playoffs. All he does.
Yeah. So that's what we're used to, so he'll fit in well.
Before you say it, Greg, Paul George, Max Steele going out in the first round has a lot of Sixers vibes to it. It really fits.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler, I'm good with. I think somebody said it earlier, though, maybe Hugh, that he's not the same 5 years ago, but he's an addition, I think. Maybe he'll fight somebody on the team and make him play better.
Yeah, listen, Greg, me and you on the same. I didn't want to say it because that whole violence thing. But yeah, I mean, it's you know, with Jimmy Butler, you're gonna fight. You're gonna fight in the playoffs, definitely.
Yeah, we need fighters because we have zero.
It feels like that.
Well, unfortunately, they don't. And the other team, I mean, it just was embarrassing how much tougher the Knicks played for those rebounds. It just like it hurt to watch it.
Yeah, and then last, LeBron James. I can't even. If we bring LeBron James to Philly, we're going to get Tobias 2.0 and his son. And then next year, at this same time, Joe, we're going to be talking about a head coach because he has them all fired.
It's funny you said that. And, Greg, man, it's a good phone call. I was walking through the hallway here, and we have ESPN on one of the TVs, and they're arguing this morning on whether LeBron having 10 head coaches hurts his GOAT debate, like hurts him in the GOAT
debate.
He's
gotten a lot of people fired.
Sure. He's also played 20-something years. You played 24 years, you're going to have a lot of coaches.
Oh, Tom Brady didn't.
He had the best coach ever.
Right. Well, okay. I mean,
you know. But like, come on.
But did he?
LeBron just got the coach out there fired too.
And Darvin Ham.
Yeah, he got Darvin fired.
That's the other thing. If we bring in LeBron, is he bringing JJ Redick with him to be our head coach?
Nick Nurse
I mean,
probably
this whole
won't
thing
be
is
here.
A joke.
I don't want Redick.
It's such a joke.
I want no parts of Redick.
Yeah. This is what LeBron brings. I'm trying to tell you guys.
And what do we
it's
have?
Tom
now?
Foolery.
Tom Foolery. We just
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Put butts in seats.
Too. Hold on a second. Tom Foolery. The Sixers are Tom Foolery.
I'm just being honest, because all of these guys that we're talking about, that's the purpose of us getting them, right?
Well, two wrongs don't make a right. Like, you want to add Tom Foolery to Tom Foolery doesn't mean there's no Tom Foolery. It's all Tom Foolery. Double the Tom Foolery.
That's a lot. That was a lot he just dropped on us.
It's true.
I just need the idea. Talking about. The idea the Sixers don't need LeBron James is laughable to me.
They don't.
They went out in the first round of the playoffs. They haven't been.
Let me tell you what's laughable: drafting some scrub round. In the second round just to lure his father here, who's 40 years old.
Oh, so we could draft Oh, so we could draft a guy then stash him overseas for 5 years. What? How many late picks do we away?
If anything, you're drafting Bronny to dangle him in a trade and get a bunch of assets back.
Well, whatever they do, and Daryl Morey's going to speak at 1 o'clock. We'll see what he says about the offseason. Yeah, the Sixers desperately need LeBron James.
I wonder how he's going to frame this.
All they do is lose in the first and second round.
Being desperate for LeBron is pathetic.
That's why I'm upset. They are pathetic.
Do you think this season was a success with everything that happened?
The Sixers?
Yes.
This season was not a success.
No. I'm saying, but you got to spin it in a way. Let's be real. You got to spin it in a way where it sounds like it was a success. Or you were pleased with the outcome. To a certain extent.
If this season was a success, we are in a bad way as a sports city.
And then you're about to lose everybody. You're about to lose a good chunk of your team.
Are you really sad about losing a lot of these guys?
You know what? To be honest, I wouldn't mind keeping Kelly Oubre.
I like Oubre too.
I wouldn't mind keeping Kelly
Oubre. I'd rather him as a bench player than a starter next year.
Yeah, I would like to keep him.
I like Oubre.
Yeah. And he said he wants to be here, but it just all depends on what kind of money we're talking about. I would like to keep him.
Are you upset about losing Tobias Harris?
A little bit.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
No, I'm kidding. I know this ain't a time to kid. I was kidding.
Oh, you can kid. I mean, we'll just clip the audio of it. I mean, you can kid all you want.
No, I don't want it. No.
Saying it's pathetic to want LeBron James. The Sixers are pathetic. They lost on purpose for years to achieve mediocrity. That's pathetic. I mean, the whole thing is this pathetic. That's why I can't believe everyone's like, whatever.
So you want to double down on pathetic. You want to add pathetic to pathetic. You want to add a joke to a joke. That's my whole point.
Well, what's your plan?
Get Jimmy Butler here.
Jimmy Butler, who now plays 60 games a year. And
who cares about the regular season? The Sixers will coast to the second or three seed in the regular season.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler seemed like that's
the best
option. They were the
seventh seed this year.
Yes, the MVP of the league missed like 40 games.
And he'll miss more.
Okay, that's why you get Jimmy Butler here.
Well, we need to figure out a way to keep Joel Embiid healthy. That's what we got to figure out.
Well, there's the million-dollar question.
Hey, just figure out how to keep him healthy, man. I mean, and we do know he's playing Olympics. Did he get his jersey yet? I saw a couple cats already got their jersey.
Apparently the people over in France not happy with Joel that he ditched them.
No, I can see that.
For the American team. He's on their bad side now. 215-592-9494. I'll tell you how important we'll come back. Your phone calls here. Phone lines after the break. The Sixers, have we gone too soft? I mean, the reaction Friday, even this weekend, was just so, like, proud. Proud of what? They went out in six games in the first round to a team that has very little chance to win a championship. They didn't go out to a great team. They went out to the New York Knicks with one all-star kind of player. They went out in six games and were like, well, they didn't quit. They didn't roll over. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I didn't.
They didn't roll over. They were down early, and they fought back.
I didn't quit.
They fought back like the little engine that could. All right, 215-592. And plus, did we just get an answer on what the Phillies plan to do now with Trey Turner out? We have a lineup for this afternoon's game against the Giants. We'll let you know that next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, everything is better with bacon, and not just any bacon. I'm talking about Hatfield.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.